It's been a little more than a month since the world learned of an outbreak of Marburg virus in Angola. Nearly 250 people have died. The World Health Organization says this virus is continuing to spread in the northern province of Wege. But the weekly toll is declining, and virus researchers say they are making progress in preventing these deadly outbreaks. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Heinz Feldman has been in the middle of three outbreaks like this, two of Ebola, and now this Marburg epidemic. They're related viruses that cause high fever, massive bleeding, multiple organ failure, and often death. Last month in Wege, Feldman and other Canadians set up a state-of-the-art portable laboratory. It can find Marburg virus in blood samples within 4 hours. Quick diagnosis is crucial in breaking the chains of transmission. But when Feldman returned to Winnipeg last week, he wasn't feeling self-congratulatory.
These viruses are being studied for so many years, and there is nothing that we can offer for humans at the moment. It's frustrating for us, and it will definitely be frustrating for people that are affected.
But scientists are turning a corner in their 38-year war against Marburg and Ebola. Thomas Geisbert works for the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Diseases. He says researchers are making great strides on vaccines against these viruses.
We can completely protect monkeys against Ebola. They don't even get sick. They get one injection, and they're completely protected from disease.
In Winnipeg, Feldman and his colleague Stephen Jones have developed a different vaccine that completely protects mice against Ebola.
You can never find any of the Ebola virus in their blood or in their organs.
That's good news, though Jones says an Ebola vaccine for humans is still years away. Even though Marburg and Ebola are related, a vaccine against Ebola won't protect against Marburg. And Marburg research has lagged behind because people mistakenly thought Marburg was less deadly.
The most notorious of the two viruses is Ebola virus. Of course, everybody's heard of Ebola virus thanks to books like The Hot Zone and films like Outbreak. But Marburg virus has been relatively poorly known.
But now Feldman and Jones have developed a vaccine against Marburg. Jones can't discuss the details, but he says it works in monkeys.
We have tried the vaccine in non-human primates, and we've been very happy with the success. So far, we found it to be everything that we expected it to be, based purely on the results from the Ebola vaccine.
He'd like to see accelerated human trials of these new vaccines.
I work with these viruses all the time. I can tell you I would take this vaccine tomorrow if I could do it. There's no question.
That's not going to happen very soon. For one thing, there's no economic incentive to develop an Ebola or Marburg vaccine.
These vaccines are never going to be big sellers. These are a very niche market. The devastation which these diseases cause is enormous, and the fear that they generate is similarly enormous. However, the total number of cases is very small when you compare to the vaccines which the big vaccine companies are interested in, things like hepatitis and meningitis and measles and influenza, for example.
Still, researchers hope the Angola outbreak will give a boost to vaccine research and development. One WHO official says many Africans now view aid workers as sanitary police, intent on collecting corpses rather than preventing death. Daniel Bausch of Tulane University says a vaccine would make a huge difference.
If they could be lining up to get vaccinated so they could protect themselves, and if healthcare workers could be protected, then that would completely change everything and change the whole story of how we approach these outbreaks.
And maybe vaccinating local health workers could make big outbreaks like Angola's a thing of the past. As Bausch notes, it's when these viruses get into African hospitals, where clean needles and sterile equipment are chronically lacking, that Ebola and Marburg infections go from being a small-time thing, affecting only a handful of people, to a big-time outbreak. Richard Knox, NPR News.
There's a primer on the Marburg virus at npr.org.